Sioux has gone on a 10-0 run to take the lead back here at St. Louis. 53-47 is the score, and Kathy, you were all over this as it was happening. This run is being keyed by what Mizzou is doing on the defensive side of the floor.
We don't chart deflections, but I know that Mama's had three at least. The Tigers are beating the Billikens to loose balls. They're outrunning them down the floor off those turnovers and capitalizing.
14 points for Judd to lead all scorers. 13 points, 6 rebounds, a career-high 8 assists, and 3 steals for Dembele. And the freshman, Grace Slaughter, with 13 points, 8 points for Haley Frank. Those four have carried the load offensively so far for the Tigers today. Central Bank is your hometown bank and the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at TigerChecking.com. Meanwhile, Kathy, staying with the defensive theme, you mentioned the deflections. SLU is also a lot less efficient offensively so far in the second half. They're just 2 of 7 from the field. Mizzou has gone back to man-to-man. Now, Mizzou gave up 43 points in the first half, and it didn't matter what defense they were doing, it wasn't working, but it feels like this man-to-man, there's been a little extra juice put in after that halftime message from Coach Benchton.
Absolutely. Billikens are not getting to the paint, they're not getting second shots, and Mizzou's doing a better job of challenging each shot with their length.
The Billikens break the huddle with Clegg among the five out there. Mizzou is going to stick with Hannah Linthicum down low, along with Slaughter, Dembele, Frank, and Judd. Those four logging some heavy minutes in the starting lineup for the Tigers so far today. It's Mizzou ball up by 6, midway through the third quarter. Far wing Judd against the man-to-man. Top of the arc give to Frank. Frank, couple dribbles, middle of the floor, brings it near wing and hands it off to Judd. The sophomore from West Plains, shot fake at the foul line to a cutting Dembele into contact. Ooh, offensive foul. That was a 50-50 call that did not go Mizzou's way. And it's the third personal on Dembele.
You're right, Brad. That could have gone either way. Mama doing a great job of attacking the basket.
Got to give credit to Clegg either way for sacrificing her body. She's been fantastic off the bench today. She'll run the point against Dembele now, who's going to stay out there with her 3 fouls. Clegg dribbles inside the arc, picks up her dribble, needs some help, lobs it back near midcourt to Brooklyn Gray. The backup forward against Frank, who's playing with 3 fouls. Back to Clegg on the perimeter. Backdoor bouncer to nobody, to a security guard in the corner. Miscommunication between the Billikens as they turn it over.
Again, though, Judd on McMakin and making it hard for her to catch.
You know what else, Kathy? Mizzou's turning it over a lot less. They're sitting at 12 turnovers now, just 2 of those, I believe, in the second half. SLU is up to 14 turnovers, so Mizzou winning the turnover battle right now. Near wing Judd gets around McMakin, who went for the steal and loss. Now the D breaks down. Give it far wing to Frank for 3. In and out. Rebound McMakin for the Billikens. She brings it up. The veteran transfer from Longwood. Followed Coach Tillett here. Post feed. Kennedy lobs it far corner to a driving Simon. Gets around the D. Couldn't hit the righty layup, though. Rebound Frank for Mizzou. Outlet to a streaking Dembele. The fastest player on the floor. Gets to the elbow and kicks it. Near side Slaughter. Shot fake on a 3. Now looks to drive on Gray. Can't get around her. Gives to Frank near wing. Out top Dembele's open. She'll take the 3. It's short. Long rebound, though, to Hannah Linthicum. To Frank at the foul line. Back to Judd. Top of the arc 3. It's short. Rebound tapped to SLU. Simon's got it. Billikens down 6 still with the rock. 3:24 to go third quarter. Clegg, step back. 3 ball over Dembele is good. Boy, Camry Clegg is having herself a day. She's got 15 points. SLU ends the 10-0 run, and it's 53-50 Tigers.
She's a shifty player and a momentum player for the Billikens.
Dembele on the trail. Back to Frank. Quick 3. Yeah, it's good. Haley Frank with the answer. She's the 4th Tiger in double figures today.
That's what your veterans do. They make big plays in big moments.
Frank with 11 points. She's moved into 8th all-time in Mizzou career scoring today, passing Evan Unrath. Far wing, Clegg again hesitates, barrels into Frank. Wild scooper misses. Perfect D from Frank. Rebound Hannah Linthicum, who knocks Haley Frank down by accident. Outlet Dembele, wild runner is strong. Rebound SLU. That was a rare mistake, I think, today from Dembele on that shot. Kind of got caught up in the air and had to just throw it up toward the basket to avoid a turnover.
It'd be helpful, though, that the Tigers would get that offensive rebound.
Here is Peyton Kennedy for the Billikens, trailing 56-50, 2:24 to go third quarter. Clegg, far wing McMakin off a screen, and a foul on Mizzou running through the screen, and that's going to be number 4 on Haley Frank with 2:21 to go in the third.
Haley Frank discussing the movement of that screen, but to no avail.
So mark that. Haley Frank, fourth foul at the 2:21 mark of the third. Mizzou hit a similar situation against Belmont, holding a small lead when Frank got her fourth foul, and Mizzou was able to actually extend the lead a little bit. We'll see if they can do it again here. Frank and Dembele out. Backside lob, Peyton Kennedy, covered by Fight now. Up and under, short. Rebound, Galakalandi's back in for Mizzou. Has it ripped away by Peyton Kennedy, who lays it up and in.
Billiken showing that energy and determination again and shifting the momentum.
So it's Schreck, Fight, Galakalandi, Slaughter, and Judd, the five Tigers on the floor. Mizzou with the ball, up by four. Judd, far wing for three. Yeah, it's good! Mick Makin slow closing out, and Judd makes her pay.
You can just see the laser focus on Judd's eye, and you know it's going down.
Ashton Judd now with 17 points. Mick Makin the other way, and boy, Mizzou's bench was howling for a moving screen on Martinez. Instead, it's a foul on Mizzou, and now it's Ashton Judd looking for an explanation from the official as another call goes against Mizzou and puts the Billikens in the two-shot bonus.
Yeah, those screens are not set.
So that's the third foul on Judd. So a little bit of a recap here. Four fouls on Frank, three on Galakalandi, three on Judd, three on Dembele with 1:47 still to go third quarter.
You're the four. Fight.
And at the foul line, Mick Makin, who was an 82% foul shooter a season ago, drops in that free throw.
So Makin, the leading scorer, starting to come alive for the Billikens.
Dropped 40 on Virginia Commonwealth, a SLU record last season, so she can fill it up in a hurry. Hits both free throws. She's got 8 points today. 59-54 Mizzou, 1:45 to go third quarter at Chaffetz Arena.
Important for the Tigers to manage this last couple minutes.
Galakalandi, top of the arc for the Tigers. Gives it near wing to Schreck. The freshman from Quincy, one dribble to her right, picks it up, needs some help against the tight man-to-man, finds it in Fight near wing. Hand off looking for Judd, gets it there around Martinez. Judd challenges her, teardrop strong, and an offensive foul. That's number four on Judd. Mizzou's two best players with four fouls and still more than 11 minutes to go in this game.
Judd had beaten her initial defender, but it was not able to stop her momentum going to the rim for the layup.
So in less than a minute of game time, late in the third, Frank and Judd each commit their fourth fouls and both head to the bench. Dembele checks in for Judd. And now, if you're Mizzou, where does the offense come from up by five?
We're going to find out if some kids can step up that are not as experienced.
First, it's SLU ball. McMakin, a quick 19-footer. It clangs off to the right. Rebound, Abby Fight for Mizzou. Outlet to Dembele up the far sideline. Near wing Schreck on the trail. Gathers herself and gets called for a travel as she shuffled the feet before the shot. That's Mizzou's 15th turnover, and the Billikens get it back, trailing 59-54, 1:09 to go third quarter.
Tigers got what they wanted, a stop and a good look there, but the turnover to no avail.
Powerful Martinez, the grad student, gives it near wing McMakin, who got around Slaughter for the steal and then shoots it right away and hits it. It's a three for McMakin. She's got 11 points. Mizzou's lead down to two.
Time for Mizzou to get a score to stop in that order.
Here's Fight, top of the arc for the Tigers. Near wing gets it to Schreck. Schreck has Martinez draped on her. Far wing gives Slaughter. Thought about the three, and on the shot fake, Gray collides with her. That's the third personal foul on Gray, just the second foul called against SLU this half. Seven fouls for SLU in this game, 17 fouls by Mizzou. Life on the road.
Shot clock with 20 seconds with 41 left in the quarter.
Far sideline inbound, Dembele zips it in near midcourt to Schreck. Schreck to her right, zips it far corner to Dembele. Mama attacks into the paint, kicks it late, near corner. Slaughter looks to go baseline. Around the D, powers it up and in. Gray Slaughter with 15 points now.
She's so shifty on that baseline and uses her footwork. A great jump stop to get an angle on the backboard.
Shot clock's off, 61-57 Mizzou. Martinez for the Billikens with 15 seconds to go. Top of the arc, McMakin with 12. Covered by the freshman Slaughter. Crosses to her left, spins right, up and under. Good help by Galakalandi, forced the miss. Rebound Mizzou with six. Schreck with five. Dembele across midcourt with four. With three to Slaughter. An open three, far wing. Yeah! It's good! That's the end of the third quarter with Mizzou in front of SLU, 64-57. This is Mizzou women's basketball on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.